Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Russia has approved import duties for Ukrainian goods, but will implement them only after Kiev signs its full trade agreement with Russia. The European Union and Ukraine agreed earlier this month to delay a key part of their association agreement until the end of 2015 in exchange for Moscow holding off on threatened retaliatory trade measures. Russia has long viewed the trade association between Ukraine and the West as a threat to its own markets and its sphere of influence. This morning, USDA reported, private exporters rather, reported to USDA export sales of 375,936 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 2014-15 marketing year. Also flying out the door today is 1,236,000 metric tons of soybeans, that going to China during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,339. It's up 73 points. The NASDAQ is trading at 4,106, up 9.75. And the S&P 500 is at 2010, and it is up 5.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a favorable environment for field work over the course of the next 7 days, and perhaps a little bit longer than that. Over the course of the weekend, we are expecting to see a little bit of shower activity occur as a cool front works its way across the region. The majority of that precipitation is not expected to be very well organized or even evenly distributed. Quite a bit of the region will end up with amounts that will be just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3/10 of an inch or so. We may see a few locations that could end up with something a little bit greater, but certainly the greater amounts are going to be somewhat restricted. Maybe 6 to 8 tenths of an inch will be the maximum amounts that we see across the region, and that will be followed by an extended period of dry weather that will end up supporting quick drying conditions once again, and field work will be back underway without much of an interruption. Now, the temperatures are still going to be quite favorable across the region. Here this morning, we're very warm, with temperatures running mostly in the 50s already across a big part of the Midwest. There are some reports of some fog out there, and there's a little bit of drizzle and some light rain that's being reported in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. Most of that precipitation is associated with a very poorly organized disturbance that will eventually become this cool front that we're talking about moving across the Midwest as we go through the night tonight into the day on Sunday. The precipitation is going to be moving fast across the region. Today's temperatures, though, should still be warm across a big part of the Midwest, with the afternoon temperatures working their way back up to a certainly notable warmer than normal range, and that will include temperatures that will run primarily in the 70s and some 80s across a part of the region. Most of the warmest conditions will be in the western and southernmost parts of the Corn Belt, with the Dakotas southward into western Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, western Missouri being warmest in the west, and then near the Ohio River for the eastern areas, it'll be warmest. Tomorrow, we'll see the heat still with us in the southern portions of the region. In fact, most of the Midwest will see upper 70s and 80s. The 80s will occur from northern Iowa into northern Ohio and southward. In contrast, there may be a few upper 60s that are showing up by that time in areas near the Canada border, but they will not be in the Corn Belt proper, at least not as of Saturday afternoon. As we move into Sunday, though, the cooler air will overspread a large part of the Midwest. We'll see upper 60s and 70s occurring in the majority of the region on Sunday afternoon. Monday will probably be somewhat similar, and then we'll start to warm things up again as we get to the middle part of next week, but it'll be a gradual process. Eventually, eventually temperatures will be well above average as we get to the end of next week and into the following weekend. There's no risk of frost or freeze conditions across the U.S. Corn Belt during this next 7-day period, and perhaps a little bit longer than that. Speaking of frost and freezes, this morning southeastern Ontario and portions of southern Quebec saw temperatures that did go below freezing in quite a few locations, although the southernmost parts of southeastern Ontario's crop country, which includes the bulk of their soybeans and dry beans, as well as some corn that's produced, were all above freezing, and there was no frost of significance the further south you travel across that region. So there was some damage in Quebec, though, and we'll hear more about that in the future, but a lot of that crop was already mature enough to handle the cold. In the meantime, in hard red winter wheat country, there's going to be quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity coming up in this coming week, and that is going to promote additional planting and early season crop establishment that's going to be quite favorable relative to recent past years. But of course, this weekend, there'll be enough precipitation across that area that there will be delays in farming activity of all kinds, including the planting of wheat as well as the harvest of corn and other early season crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Essex Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 565 down 4 3/4. Soft December, 481.5 down 7. December corn, 335 1/4 down 3. July, 363 1/4 down 3. November soybeans, 964.5 down 7. July, 993.5 down 7. October soybean meal, 324.70 down 410. October soybean oil, 32.83 up 11 cents. October live cattle, 155.77.5 up 17.5. September feeders are 230.40 and they're up 50. And October lean hogs are 105.22.5 and they are up 225. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, another week and the air continues just to slowly leak out of the tire.
Yeah, we're kind of in that broken record territory where you kind of hear the same thing every day, just kind of steady, sideways, lower trade, drifting lower, however you want to say it. The wheat continues make new lows, and the beans and the meal made new lows yesterday. So, I guess harvest is continuing to pick up its pace, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, and the wheat is actually not just new lows, but it's four-year lows in the overnight trade. And there are some people that would say until wheat can find a bottom, corn can't find a bottom. What do you think of those opinions?
Well, I think that's probably a good point. I think that wheat is something that a person wants to watch. I think we've got, the harvest upon us here. We've got this one thing that really hadn't been talked a lot about, but the dollar's been, rallying here, and I think that doesn't help matters any. I don't know that, you can put all the blame on it, but supplies are still the focus right now. But we have some good weather. It looks like, the weather should open up here a little bit as we looked at 10 to 14-day forecasts out there, and harvest is probably going to continue to pick up. And, it's harvest. We're going to continue to see lines. I think we're already seeing lines where the corn's being harvested very much of a pace, and I just don't – it's going to be hard to rally, let's put it that way.
And the basis is collapsing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's still a matter of old crop, new crop, especially on the soybean side of it. But we're starting to pretty much see the premium on the corn side of it, or the half-price drying or some of that stuff get taken off. And you know, I think everybody knew that was coming once the bushel started coming in the elevator.
Okay, so we got a couple of big exports this week, and the market said, so what? And they're probably right, given ending stocks.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that may still be, there could still be surprise in the export side of things, because lower prices, I think, will increase demand somewhat. But, you know, when you look at the pace compared to previous years, we're really not setting any big, you know, big records or anything there. So
the thing here is demand is not increasing as fast as supply.
Yeah, and that's, you know, of course we don't know where supply is yet, and we still have to find all that out. But when you see the yields reported on a day-by-day basis, you know, that tends to make us think, I believe the trade think that the yields are bigger. Nobody's bragging about their, you know, under 200 bushel yields. I don't imagine they're putting those on Twitter.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 Urbana.